This is Solo Travel Talk. Your solo travel advisor is Astrid Clements.
The International Travel Goods Show is happening right now in Las Vegas, Nevada. Your solo travel advisor, Astrid Clements, is there looking for products that are just right for the solo traveler. And you know she's keeping an eye out for products that also say affordable luxury, of course. I'm producer Catherine O'Brien, and joining me on the phone is Astrid. Hey, Astrid, how's the show going?
Oh, my God. I am just having a fabulous time in Vegas. Vegas, if you can't have a good time in Vegas, oh, Lord. But I am here not only to have a good time, but I am at the International Travel Product Show, and it is an exciting place to come to see all of the latest travel products, the new innovative concepts. I've met some very interesting people, some of the designers themselves. It's really, it's an educational experience. I think even somebody who is not interested in marketing quality travel products would be interested in coming through this showroom, because there's a lot of smart, creative, and very innovative things that are being put together to make people's lives easier. So I'm at the show to see what's the best and try to key in on the key products that I want to promote and also market on my marketplace. So that's why I'm here, to have fun, but also to scope out what I think the solo traveler in the affordable luxury space would benefit from having.
Listeners, Astrid has arranged for us to talk to two representatives, two brands, each representing travel gear that is functional, stylish, and well-suited for the solo traveler. We're going to hear from Caroline Marchione of Travelon, followed by Aaron Czar of Silent Pocket. You're going to hear about upcoming trends, as well as some useful products that will make your travel better. We start with Caroline of Travelon. We are speaking to Caroline Marchione, who is from Travelon, and she is speaking to us live from the International Travel Show in Las Vegas. Welcome to Solo Travel Talk.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited to talk to you about Travelon. So can you tell us a little bit about what are some of the safety features that can be found in Travelon products? And maybe even what can a solo traveler, what should they be looking for in terms of safety?
Well, I think the first thing is that when you travel, you are always kind of watching your bag. And if you're watching your bag, you really can't look up and see the world in front of you. So we make anti-theft bags, along with many other things, but the anti-theft bag basically has a wire construction underneath the fabric that prevents it from being slashed. There's a wire cable, or sometimes two wire cables that run through the strap, so it can't be slashed. There are locking compartments, so pickpockets can't get in. Mm. And there is RFID blocking pockets for your credit cards and your passports. And people don't always realize that your passport has an RFID chip in it. So people can come walk right past you with a scanner, and they can basically pick up all your personal information. Okay. So it protects your identity, and the strap is also locking, so you can lock your bag down onto a chair. So if you're in a restaurant and or out somewhere and you lock your bag onto a chair that you're sitting on or chair next to you, no one's going to be able to grab your bag and take off with it. So This is really important, and I think it's especially important for women because, you know, what a thief is looking for, and they prey on tourists, is really for an easy mark. But with an anti-theft bag, you are really protecting yourself. So some of the other things that we have are things that really solve travel problems and make your travels a lot easier. So when, you know, for anything from packing to RFID wallets to adapters, they're very thoughtful products that have been thought out, and they really have been born out of, essentially people's travel stories, our travel stories in the company. We all travel a lot. And you know, seatmates who are sitting next to you and this is what happened to me. And, you know, we'll come back and we'll figure out how do we solve that problem. And so I think that's really kind of at the core of what Travel Easier and Safer is about. We have a waterproof pouch. Now, a lot of phones are waterproof today, but your phone's not gonna, if it falls off in the water, if you're in the ocean, if you're on a lake, if you're on a river, at a swimming pool, it's not going to do you a lot of good at the bottom. And our waterproof pouch floats, and we have many testimonials of people who have lost their phone, and lo and behold, somebody finds it, calls them up and says, I have your phone, and it's perfectly intact and functional because it's waterproof. But because it floats, it doesn't wind up at the bottom of somewhere. So again, a thoughtful product of saying, okay, you know, we can create a waterproof pouch, but what makes it really useful to the customer and to a traveler? And you're always, as a traveler, somewhat in a vulnerable position because you're someplace that's not familial. And so we try to do is make that as that you have everything you need to have a successful and enjoyable journey.
I want to talk about a little bit about the easier. So when you were saying that the thoughtful products, I noticed that there are a lot of your, like, let's say the carry-on bags and even the mm-hmm. the handbags that seem to really be. It's like I can imagine that they've evolved the way our travel is evolving. I'm thinking specifically about there's one bag that I really was taken with where it is the size where it can go under seat, so it can fit right into this under the seat in front of you. And I thought, oh, that is perfect for the way airlines are kind of handling us these days. So you can see a lot of these sort of like your products seem to be keeping up with the trends of travel.
Exactly. And then also being able to see what's coming, and like the underseat bag, you know, there's only so many compartments on a plane that you can put your overhead compartments that you can put your bags in. And I don't know how many times it's happened to me where there's not a single space left for you to squeeze anything in there. And so it's so nice that you can slide it right under the seat. So many people today are traveling long distances of where they're going to China and all over the world, where these flights are, some flights are 15 hours in length. And so if you're sitting there, especially, I have one woman who wrote to us and said, I travel to Beijing 4 times a year. Wow. And I'm shorter in stature, and I just have my travel on under seat bag that I slide right in. I have all my snacks, all my toiletries, all the, you know, an extra pair of clothing, this, that, and the other, all in there and ready. You know, her large luggage bag gets checked and she brings this on. And she said, and then when her legs are getting tired, she just pulls it out a little bit and she puts her feet on there.
So, that's great.
And so, you know, they're wonderful bags, but they are compartmentalized. There's, a padded pocket for a laptop and another padded pocket sometimes for a tablet. So you can take all your tech with you as well. And there's places to put your cords and, you know, just really designed for how we travel today.
Let's take that a little bit further. You mentioned about the trends. From your perspective as being a travel product professional, what are some of the trends that we should be aware of, especially if you have any that are for specifically a solo traveler?
Well, we've developed a couple of things come to mind immediately. We've developed a little crossbody pouch, foam pouch, and it's a cute little purse, and it's stadium compliant. So how many people go to stadiums around the country and they'll go see, you know, the Packers versus their favorite team, you know, up in Green Bay? And stadiums now do not let you carry in a large bag. But these are all stadium compliant. So you can bring your phone. There are RFID protected slots for your credit cards. And you can put in, you know, a little bit of makeup and things like that, and you just wear a crossbody, and you can go right in. So it's a perfect size, and we kind of came about that. We started developing it before the restrictions came through on a lot of these stadiums. So
ahead of
it. And we did it more as, we did it more of convenience for being able to go to events. If you go to a concert, you know, I mean, this is another event that you just can't bring in what you want. And so in that respect, that is a wonderful new little product that we have. And then also we have what's called a lockdown bag. Now, this is a slash-proof material. You can take a box cutter to it and slice and slice and slice, and you can't cut the material.
Oh.
The strap has the cables in the strap are so, how did I even describe it? They're such strong cables that you can't take a large cable or a cable cutter to that and be able to get through it.
Whoa.
So what you can do is with this pouch is you lock it onto something, and this is and what's in there is just not coming out for anyone. And this is great for when you're on the beach. How many times do you go to the beach? You can't bring your purse with you.
Mm.
What do you, if you're a guy, what do you do with your wallet? If you're a woman, you can't bring a purse, you can't bring your wallet. Where are you going to put your keys? Where are you going to put your phone where it's not in jeopardy? And you don't want to put it under a towel, because somebody's going to see that and just, you know, and you can't walk away from your chair then. You can't go into the water. So this can strap onto the back of your chair because you're not going to, a thief is not going to grab this bag and the chair and head down the beach with it because he's going to be stopped. You can use it in that way. And then also, you know, when you think about Airbnbs, cruises, a lot of people have keys to those places that you're staying, even hotel rooms, not so much as the other two, because they don't change the locks.
Hmm.
And so every person who's been in that Airbnb before had the opportunity to duplicate that key and can get into it at any point in time. So the owner of it can get while you're there. So as a woman, this can be a little bit concerning.
Yeah.
So, and you want to have your, and you don't want to take everything with you. So, I mean, you're leaving some things there as you go out and go places. So you can lock this down onto like a bed frame and your stuff is protected.
Wow.
If you go on a cruise, you know, people have access to those rooms, and whether cleaning crew, the security, the porter, there's dozens of people who can access that room. And if you're a woman and you want to go to the formal dinner, and you bring your nice dress and your husband's got his suit or tuxedo with, and you want to be able to bring your jewelry with, but you're not going to be carrying that with you when you're sunbathing up on deck, you know, earlier in the day. So you can put your jewelry in there, lock it down in the cabin, and it is protected. So I think that product has a lot of patents on it that we developed. Our anti-theft bags are patented. So there's a lot of technology that goes into the development of these things. So I like to, when I talk about our products, they're very well thought out about the way people travel today and the issues that they run into and the ways that travel can be easier for them.
Yeah, like the realities of travel today. That's what it seems like you're dealing with here.
Exactly.
I know that I was really pleased to see that this was not a case of having to give up style for function, that it seems like that a lot of the products look great. So can you tell us a little bit about what goes into that?
Well, we really stay on top of fashion trends, not as they are coming, but really as they're forecasting. We watch all of that. And as we go in and develop our products, we really take into account of truly the lifestyle of travelers and what women and men as well, but largely women, how they dress, what their colors are. So many of the colors of the bags are really designed to go with, you know, the fashions that are current, and they line up very nicely. And so we really take a look at the, you know, just the way clothing is designed and how to complement that really beautifully, and how a bag lays on the body, and that it has those little extra things that really make it special.
People who listen to Solo Travel Talk know I like to get a little tiny bit philosophical about things. And we often on Solo Travel Talk talk about confidence, the idea that especially somebody who's traveling alone, having that confidence. Can travel gear really add to a traveler's, the type of travel gear they select, can that add to their confidence for a solo traveler?
Absolutely. And in multiple ways. First, of course, is safety. You know, an anti-theft bag will make you feel a lot more confident because you know your stuff is locked down. You're not worried about it. Whether it's, you know, on a conscious level or a subconscious level, if you're always aware of, okay, where's my bag? Is it between my legs? Is it while I'm sitting down? Is it, you know, where do I have it? And am I checking it and feeling for it at all times? You don't have to worry about that. You can be hands-free. You can enjoy, you know, your travels. You can enjoy your sightseeing and experiences. So in that way, you have a lot more confidence to be able to respond to the world around you. I think in terms of packing, I think critically important to your confidence, if you have to be searching for this piece and that piece and not, did I bring this with, did I bring that with, just the organization of traveling and being able to travel and have everything in its place, where it's packed neatly, compactly, and you've got your bases covered. I think in terms of the products like adapters, I mean, little things that you don't necessarily think about, but when you come to our website or you go to a store that has our products, you realize, oh, I do need to have an adapter. I'm going to Europe and I didn't think about that. How am I going to charge my phone? And, you know, just all sorts of little things. We have soap sheets. So for hands, shampoo sheets, shaving sheets, all you have to do is add water, and the pack of 50 of these are approximately 1.5 inches by 2 inches. Cool. And so you just drop it in your purse and you're covered, and you don't have to worry about having 3 ounce liquids that you have to carry with you. But we also have toiletry kits that are designed for 311 compliance with TSA, our TSA locks, our everything it takes to travel successfully and where it really kind of makes your travel and your journey a lot easier and more enjoyable.
Caroline, tell us about the Travelon company.
Well, the company really was born about 30 years ago with a product called Travel Caddy, which really enabled people to carry 3 or 4 bags. So they may have their primary luggage, their briefcase, their handbag, and probably a trench coat. And it basically folded out and you would set this stuff on there and then had a bungee cord that would strap everything together onto the back of it. And then you just, you know, scoot through the airport. And so really little by little, the company grew mainly out of, you know, really paying attention to travelers and what their needs are. And so we have a wonderful development team. Our owner is a terrific human being and is very involved with Adaptive Adventures, which is basically adventure and mobility for people who have disabilities. So for veterans who are disabled and women and men, the organization really helps support them in really helping them to realize what's possible.
Wow, that's fantastic. I did notice that I saw the some of the organizations that Travelon supports, and that was really, and I like it that they're also travel related, because obviously that's a how important that is and what an enriching experience that can be for people.
Yeah, and the entire staff is very involved in volunteering with those organizations as well as contributing to them. It's just, you know, we kind of want to bring everyone into the fold and be able to see everyone, you know, have the confidence to be able to do things and realize their potential, whether it's traveling or just having mobility.
Well, Carolyn Marchiona, thank you so much for talking with us and giving us all this really great information about Travel On and also just the safety features and ease that people should be looking for in their travels.
Well, it was my pleasure.
Well, this is really wonderful. Where can people find Travel On products?
You can find it at travelonbags.com. You can also find our products on Amazon, and you can also find them in luggage and gift stores. Those are probably the most primary places. That's where I would look. But if you want to see the entire line, go to travelonbags.com.
Joining me from Las Vegas is Aaron Czar. His company is Silent Pocket. And I am dying to know, Aaron, what is a Faraday cage?
A Faraday cage, in this purpose, is designed to block all wireless signal to a mobile device. So we have a range of different sizes, but we have a patented Faraday cage where you can put your cell phone inside, your tablet, your computer, and essentially disconnect from everything. Instantly, you block cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, RFID, NFC, anything that comes out of your cell phone or into your cell phone or out of your tablet, into your tablet or your computer for that matter, is concealed. So it's pretty cool.
I do like that. And already, I feel like a spy. I kind of feel like a little bit like I'm an international woman of mystery. Is that kind of who your target market is? Or why would the average traveler be looking for this kind of protection?
You could be 007. Like that.
Don't tell anybody, Aaron. It's our secret. It's our secret.
You know, we do have sales channels that go to the government, different agencies that utilize our products for digital forensics and being able to safeguard multiple electronics and low visibility situations. But the products really have a lot of use cases. Per your question for somebody traveling, when you leave the comfort of your home, most people, if they're going to get on a plane and go to a different country, kind of, you know, start thinking about things that they might not otherwise think about. So our products are really broken down into three categories. We have RFID blocking wallets that are all made of top grain leather that safeguard your passport and the biometric chip inside that holds that information, as well as anything that you have, contactless credit card or anything with the RFID chip. So it's safeguarding those wallets. The core of our product, as we mentioned, are Faraday cages. So we have laptop sleeves, we have phone sleeves, we have a backpack, a couple dry bags that all block all the wireless signal. And then we have a third category for anti-radiation phone cases. So utilize one of our hard cases for your iPhone product or your Samsung product. You can mitigate the risk of absorbing radiation to your body or your head. So to get to the root of your question, it allows anybody traveling to be able to control how and when they disconnect. So if you're in a place where you don't want anybody to know your location, then you could put it in here and it's an analog solution to just kind of disappearing. I guess a pretty good example is that we sell to international reporters or journalists that are in places where they have to think about heightened security and privacy, and our products lend them an analog solution to safeguard their location or their conversations or anything getting hacked into their electronics. For general consumers, it gives everybody just ultimate peace of mind. If you're not using an electronic, why not keep it somewhere where it's fully safeguarded and you don't have to worry about it?
I know a lot of travelers, they think about safety in the terms of their money and they can understand why they wouldn't want to be hacked. But you really are talking about privacy, which is a little bit different. And that really has changed in, I would say, even the average person's mind. It's not just for celebrities anymore, the concept of protecting your privacy.
Yeah, it's privacy. If you just think about privacy in general, it's very much eroding. It's eroding in the U.S., for example, and has been for a long time. And a lot of like technology and the convenience that it's bringing is great. But to be able to have some control over your privacy, I think is very important. I think even the younger generations are realizing that maybe not putting your entire life on social media, for example, is a smart thing, because it'll come back and bite you for job opportunities or careers, or what if you change your life and you don't want to have those type of pictures or that content online. So we're very much a part of that movement when it comes to privacy. And globally, you look at other countries, a lot of countries are suppressed in terms of the privacy that they have, or lack of any privacy. So I think it's something that people should be acknowledging, and it is a bit of an effort to counteract digital privacy and personal privacy, but in the long run, I think it's something that's really important for just your overall control as a human being to not give away everything.
That's a really bigger vision than just, you know, protecting your stuff. I like that.
Yeah, and the way 7Pocket and how we view it in a suite of tools designed to protect your privacy and security, whether you're using software or if you're using, you know, there's a lot of encrypted messaging services now that are bucking the trend on traditional services like Gmail, which is like writing a letter and sending it exposed for everybody to read. So we like to fit in as an analog solution to physically control your wireless connection to and from. So we fit very much among a bunch of different product solutions.
I know that Astrid was really talking about the backpack. She was really taken with your backpack. So tell us, how have you been using this technology?
We have a laptop case that holds up to a 15-inch laptop that's going to be coming in multiple different sizes. We have a phone sleeve, so you could store your phone in there, tablet size, and those come in leather and nylon. Referring to the backpack's great. It's a very simplistic design. It's a 20-liter backpack. And we say 20 liter because it's a dry bag as well. So it has one massive opening in the top that you could put as little or as much as you like. You roll it down and it makes it waterproof and signal proof. And you could clip it on the sides. It's really sleek. It's made of 400D waterproof nylon. So it has a nice kind of matte finish to it, but it's resistant to scratches and tears. And then it has one external pocket in it with two entry points that you could add multiple accessories to. So it's just a low profile, slick looking backpack that does some, you know, James Bond 007 on stuff on the inside. She seems to like it.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you this, is that Astrid and, of course, our Solo Travel Talk listeners are really attuned to the styling. That is something important. And Astrid really pointed out that you've paid a real good attention to the styling. Tell us a little bit about that. How did that come about?
Aesthetics rule. In a world where people care about what they look like and what they carry, we wanted to focus on clean designs and aesthetics that were appealing to people, regardless if they were interested in privacy or security. So with that focus, all of our products at first glance, you don't even know what they do. It's like, wow, it's a nice looking product. It's made well, quality materials, real leather, real ballistic nylon. But on the inside, it's doing this very distinct feature of blocking signal. So it was just a goal to attract people and integrate it into daily life and travel without losing people to something that's more stylish, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. Well, you want to make it so that you don't feel like you're using something clunky or that it's screaming, I'm protecting something valuable. you want to play up to the traveling side maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, no one needs to wave the flag saying, hey, I'm concerned about this and that. The ultimate goal is if you had two products standing side by side and they're identical, say they're two phone cases and one is, black leather, the other one's black leather. They look the same. They feel the same, but embedded inside, we have some of our 7Pocket technology in one of them, same price point, but it has a ton of added benefits and features. We want somebody to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to take the 7Pocket product because it looks great, feels great. It's comparable to all this other stuff. Maybe even better, and it has many added benefits in the background.
So we've already established that I am potentially, I'm not confirming or denying, I'm potentially an international spy. But what is your background that led you to do this kind of work? I mean, this seems incredibly high tech. So tell us a little bit about you. I know that you're working with family members. So give us the story of your company.
Sure. Yeah. So I have done a lot in my life. And most recently, my former professional career was selling high-end wine. So I travel, imported wine, and sold wine direct to consumer. So my clientele was more affluent. We sold amazing wine. It was an awesome lifestyle. But I needed some change to tap into more of my marketing and entrepreneurial spirit. So my father in the late 90s had kind of seen the onset of mobile technology taking place and people adopting, which he was an early adopter, but he also saw the downfall of maybe his location and what he was doing, just being eavesdropped and tapped into by anyone. So he did some prototyping, developing, branded it, you know, called it Silent Pocket and a couple other names in around 2008, 2009, and kind of got the product line to a sampling phase and filed a provisional patent. And from there, I jumped in and acquired everything from them in 2011, 2012, somewhere in between there, and rebranded, grew the product line, continued the patent process, and really tapped in and harnessed our online sales for our direct website and then Amazon. And then we secured the patent about a year ago. Wow. We have global protection on that and trademark, and things have just been what started off as a pet project and is now growing into a household name when it comes to preserving your identity, security, and privacy, and health, really. So it's been a fun path. Things have changed dramatically, I would say, in the last 3 years as far as people's perception of privacy and security. And it's commonplace in news headlines, and you see it everywhere. So it's on the forefront of a lot of people's minds, but it's still very small. So we're excited about the growth of the accessories industry and how we could play in and fit into, you know, different brands that want to utilize Silent Pocket intellectual property inside their brand. And then we're going to be growing and launching different brands within our own company. That's pretty much the history right there.
That's great. I know you mentioned Amazon. I think everybody safely has heard of Amazon. You mentioned Amazon, but how can people learn more about Silent Pocket and maybe check out the products for themselves?
Check it all out on silent-pocket.com or on social media at Silent Pocket, all one word. We're on every social media site. We are fairly transparent as a company, and we like to share and communicate with our audience. And on Amazon, you just search Silent Pocket and we pop up. We also have a handful of resellers and different enterprise companies globally that utilize our products to outfit their executive staff. So we really fit in a lot of places, and we're growing, and we want to talk with anybody that has questions or is interested in Silent Pocket.
Silent-pocket.com. Aaron, thank you so much for being on Solo Travel Talk.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Hope to talk soon.
Astrid, I'm so glad you were able to be on this call, and thank you for connecting us with those great vendors. What interesting products and so many exciting things to think about.
Oh, yeah. And for sure, listen to my coming podcast for the next, I'd say, a month, because I'm going to key on specific things that I've learned here at the show, as well as, you know, just a general show on where the travel industry is going and, you know, in terms of products that help make solo travel easier. So thanks for listening. And I appreciate all thumbs up and all subscriptions.
Ooh, yes, subscribers. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, any of the finer places that podcasts can be found. And we really do encourage you to subscribe. It helps other solo travelers find this information. It helps the show. You can find everything Astrid Solo Travel Advisor at her website, astridtravel.com. Thanks, Astrid, and thank you, listeners.
Okay, bye.
See you next week on Solo Travel Talk.
Thank you for listening to Solo Travel Talk. Follow Astrid on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To learn more about Astrid or solo travel advisors, visit our website, astridtravel.com.